Before you get into this episode, I want to invite you to join me on May 1st for a free live workshop. It's called Feedback Fixer Upper, How to Reshape Poor Performance with Your Words. You can sign up at awesomeleader.com/monthly-workshop or go to awesomeleader.com and look for workshops. Again, this is May 1st. It's 9 in the morning Pacific, 12 Eastern. It's free. Join me, and I will now let you get to this episode of The Leadership Shot. Growing up, I always dreaded the beginning of September because school started the first Tuesday of September after the U.S. and also Canadian Labor Day holiday. On the outside, I went back willingly. Hey, new school supplies. But on the inside, I was kicking and screaming, no. Now, kids don't have a choice. They have to go back to school. Leaders have a choice. And you are a leader. You have a choice. You can choose to lead or not. I want you to move willingly towards and into leadership on the outside and on the inside. No tantrums. So for September 2023, there are 19 workdays, and each day I'm sharing a short video lesson to get you back to leadership school. This podcast episode summarizes the first 5 lessons. You don't need crayons, markers, binder paper, or tissue boxes, but you might come up with some thoughts that stir up emotions. That's a good thing. So listen to this episode, learn about the first 5 lessons from Back to Leadership School, and you can continue watching them online. It's time to go back to leadership school. Join me. I'm Lila Willingtown. I'm an executive coach and the creator of Awesome Leader. I've coached founders, VPs, and C-suite executives worldwide for over 25 years. I make it easier for leaders to make decisions, guide their teams, have difficult conversations, and have fun in their roles. Yes, it's possible. I love what I do, and I love my clients. My number one passion is making it easier to lead and manage teams, no matter what your title is. And in my online coaching and training programs, I create leadership ease through 15-minute lessons and weekly group coaching. In this podcast, you can experience some of that micro-learning. This podcast is a weekly shot of tangible leadership advice. All episodes are under 15 minutes. Let's get started. Hi, I'm Lila Willingtown, and I am excited you are here for the first 5 lessons from Back to Leadership School. If you want to check out the lessons, you can check them out at awesomeleader.com/back-to-school. You can also find a link in the navigation bar. For now, though, I want to share with you the first 5 lessons, so you don't even have to watch the videos. You can just listen to this. Okay. First thing I want you to remember is that you have a choice. No one is forcing leadership on you. This is a choice you made, and I want to make it easier for you. And that's actually the focus of lesson number one. Lesson number one is you have a choice. I want you to think about choice. No, this is not political or something scary or religious or anything like that. This is your choice to be a leader. You remember the days when you used to have to go back to school, okay? Maybe you love going back to school. Maybe you didn't. I surely didn't. Maybe you went back because you had to. Again, that was me. You went back with new school supplies, a new lunchbox. There was a feeling of new. Maybe there was a feeling of fear in there as well. Your kids, if you have them, they have to go back to school. My kids, they have to go back to school. You, though, as leaders, again, and this is what this lesson's about, is about choice. You have a choice. I really doubt anyone's forcing you to be a leader. No one's forcing you to be in your position. So you have a choice to say, yes, I want to be a leader. And you have a choice to say, no, I don't want to be a leader. I don't want to do that. I don't like that. That's not for me. So that's the first thing I want you to think about for Back to Leadership School. You have a choice. No one's forcing you. My hope is that you're going to say, yeah, I want to do this. And you're going to say, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to do the work and I'm going to go back to thinking about what leadership is about and choose to be a better leader and keep learning with you, Lila, towards awesome leadership. Okay, so like, yes, maybe you have to go back to your job, a job in general, but you don't have to go back to being a leader. I really think you have a choice. And that's the purpose of lesson number one. You have a choice. Lesson number two, what's your role? Now I want you to think about role clarity. In the first episode, I was trying to touch on the idea of role awareness, knowing that you are a leader and you have a choice. Now I want you to think about role clarity, getting clear on what your role is. And with that, I want you to figure out what you get paid to do. There are a few ways to do this. Maybe you could find your job description. Maybe you still have a copy of it. Maybe it's still posted. Hopefully it's not posted to replace you. Just kidding. Your job description is what you were hired to do. So that's one way to think about what your role is. You could also write down everything you do. That seems overwhelming. Just think about what you do each day. Just pick today, what you've done so far. What do I do each day? What do people rely on me for? What does the company ask me to do? What does my team ask me to do? What are the meetings I attend? Just write down the tasks and the responsibilities. What's the reason why you get up in the morning? What do you get paid to do? The key here is to gain clarity on what your role is, what you are supposed to be doing, and also why. Many of us do things, yet can be guilty after a while of forgetting the purpose behind them. And then not knowing that purpose or having clear about your purpose and intention makes it harder to be motivated about what you're doing. This may take you a little time, but I don't want it to take too much time. Spend a few minutes looking for that job description. If you can't find it, move on. Then spend 10 minutes, no more. Even if you just spend 5 minutes writing down, this is what I get paid to do. This is how I help the organization. This is how I help my team. Again, the goal is to get some clarity around your role. Write down what you get paid to do. Don't censor yourself. Write. By the way, many, many leaders never take this step to become aware of their role and also to choose it and define it. You're going to be different. So lesson number two, role clarity. What's your role? What do you get paid to do? Who relies on you? What are you doing each day? Lesson number three, your likes and dislikes. This one, I think, can be an easy one, depending on where you start. What do you like to do? Look at the brainstorming you've done so far. What do you look at and go, oh, I love that. I love that meeting. I love working with that person. I love doing that task. I love this responsibility, using this behavior, doing this. I love it. Write down your likes, your loves. Write down the things you hate doing, your dislikes. Look at everything you're doing. And probably as you start thinking about the things you dislike, you'll start thinking about maybe some situations or scenarios you don't like seeing yourself in. I want you to, again, gain more clarity about your role. So for lesson number three, it feels very straightforward and hopefully it's going to be easier for you to do. What are your likes and what are your dislikes from everything you've done so far? You're probably going to come up with some more ideas about what your role is and what you get paid to do. So that's lesson number three, your likes and dislikes. Lesson number four, what's easy and what's hard. So now you're looking at everything you've brainstormed about what you get paid to do, your likes and dislikes, and starting to categorize. Okay. So there are going to be some things that are really easy to do, but you may not like doing them. There may be some things that are hard to do and you may dislike them or maybe you like doing them. Right now, I want you just to continue to create categories. What feels automatic? What feels natural? What is something that is easy for you to do, doesn't take a lot of time, or it's easy to do because you see the reason behind it? What's hard to do? What do you dislike doing? What isn't fun, which causes you stress, anxiety, makes you feel anxious, or it's something that you just wish somebody else would take over? It's not actually that difficult, but you're just like not excited about it. This is, again, part of what you're doing when you go back to the idea of getting clarity around your leadership. So lesson number four, what's easy to do, what's hard to do. Continue making lists. Then lesson number five, final lesson for now in this episode. Pick one of the easy items. What's easy? That's lesson number five. What's easy? Pick one of those easy items and I want you to examine it and learn and purposely think, be intentional about why it feels easy. What are you doing in that task, that behavior, that responsibility you have as a leader? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Who's there? What are you saying? What are they saying? What are you feeling? Who else is there? What's the why behind why this feels easy? If you're thinking, gosh, Lila, this is really easy. Leadership's really tough, and this just seems too basic for me. I want to go back to something I mentioned just a minute ago. Many leaders do not take any of these steps. They don't think about what they get paid to do. They don't think about what they like or dislike. They don't think about what is easy or hard. And it's not that they don't want to, they just don't put the time on their calendar to think about what they're doing and to examine it and to then think about, am I having fun? Am I doing a good job? Who do I want feedback from? Is this who I want to really want to be? Is this what I want to do? And what I'm trying to get you to do is, again, it's a willing choice, but to get you back to leadership. And that's part of what Back to Leadership School lessons are about. So those are your first five Back to Leadership School lessons. Do some exploration as a leader. All of that right there could take you just 10 or 15 minutes. Write down some quick thoughts. Just get started. And in the next podcast episode, I will share the next five lessons. And harder work, more thinking is coming. So if you don't feel challenged, you're going to be challenged soon. A little at a time, lesson by lesson. And remember, if you want to check out the video lessons, you can go to awesomeleader.com/back-to-school. Or you can join the Awesome Leader group on LinkedIn or find it on Instagram at Ask Awesome Leader. On Instagram, again, that's Ask Awesome Leader. I hope this has been useful, and I hope that you're going to continue to go back to leadership with me. Five more lessons coming in the next episode. I'll talk to you soon. Before you go, please hit subscribe or click to follow this podcast. This tells me that the content I'm sharing is helping you, your team, and your company. You'll also learn when the next episode drops. And if you'd like weekly emails from me with more tips on how to move your leadership towards awesome, visit awesomeleader.com/podcast. You'll receive notifications of free webinars and free resources. Also, if you want to learn how to bring the first and only leadership program with lessons under 15 minutes to your team, visit awesomeleader.com. You'll learn all about my online coaching and training program, and you can check out a lesson for free. Thanks for listening to the Leadership Shot.